KORN News Radio Sports. It is Thursday, April 30th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State Volleyball set to host a pair of high-profile non-conference matchups this fall at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls. SDSU will take on Washington and Minnesota as part of the two-day, four-team event scheduled for September 18th and the 19th. The USD will also compete. SDSU opens the showcase Friday as they take on Washington, while the Coyotes will face Minnesota. And then on Saturday, the Jackrabbits take on Minnesota, followed by a matchup between Washington and USD. Game times and broadcast details have yet to be announced. SDSU baseball rolled to a 19-1 victory yesterday over Minnesota Morris in seven innings. Jackrabbits had a season-high 5 home runs and 15 hits. They're now 16-25 on the season. SDSU baseball returns to Summit League play this weekend. They've got a big three-game series at North Dakota State, starting Friday night at 6:30. SDSU softball closes the regular season on the road. They'll also be in Fargo to take on North Dakota State. That three-game series starts this afternoon at 4 p.m. The Jackrabbits are currently fifth in the Summit League with a 5-9 conference record. They're a half game behind USD for fourth. And USD softball, they end their regular season hosting Omaha. And that first of a three-game series is today at 3 p.m. in Vermilion. The Seattle Mariners would get a couple late runs, defeat the Twins yesterday 5-3. Seattle's Cole Young with 3 RBIs, including a go-ahead 2-run single in the ninth. The Twins would go just 3 of 22 with runners in scoring position in the series while losing the last two. Taj Bradley pitched well again, allowed just 4 hits, 2 walks over 7 innings. Bradley had 7 strikeouts. He finished with 114 pitches. The Twins host the Toronto Blue Jays for a 4-game series starting tonight at 6:40 p.m. at Target Field. The Houston Rockets avoided playoff elimination for the second straight game as they beat the Lakers last night, 99-93. Lakers now have a 3-2 series lead. That series goes back to Houston for Game 6 tomorrow night. Detroit's Cade Cunningham scored a franchise playoff record 45 points. The 1-seed Pistons beat the 8-seed Orlando 116-109. Orlando, though, still leads the series 3-2. The Magic now fall to 0-10 in team history on the road in Game 5. They were led last night by Paolo Banchero, who had 45. And Cleveland takes a 3-2 series lead over Toronto with a 125-120 victory. Game 6 tomorrow night in Toronto. NBA playoffs continue tonight. The Atlanta Hawks host the New York Knicks, 6 p.m. on ESPN. The Knicks with a 3-2 series lead. The Philadelphia 76ers at home to take on the Boston Celtics. It'll be at 7 p.m. on Peacock and NBC Sports Network. The Celtics with a 3-2 series lead. And the Minnesota Timberwolves return home. They take on the Denver Nuggets at 8:30 tonight on ESPN. Timberwolves with a 3-2 series lead. If they lose, they would go back to Denver this weekend for a decisive Game 7. For more sports, check us out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.